Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Legas, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and it's a rainy day here in Tribos, isn't it, Andy Cohn?
Oh, yeah, it is. I took my boat here instead of driving.
I'm a little nervous because I'm scheduled to attend the JTJZ Legends of Summer
Are you
concert
really?
Tonight, but it's outdoors at Citizens Bank Park, and I'm on the grass, like on the
Oh, Justin wow. Timberlake. And Jay-Z.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It just took a lot to figure it out.
Wow.
All right, wow. Grandpa. Glad What's to have up? You on the show.
That Not only that, but he had to write it down
I
to figure it out.
What the heck is this? That's okay. I forgot two things yesterday with CJ. Old man moment. Old man moment.
CJ Minica is here filling in today for some of our regular peeps. How's it going, CJ?
It takes one of me to fill both Kathy and Michelle's seat. So.
You bet.
Well, we're happy to have you. I'm guessing, you know, you're a little bit more of a whippersnapper than our Joe Haley whippersnapper. Did I just say that?
Did.
I'm guessing
dating
you
yourself.
Knew immediately who JT and Jay-Z are.
Didn't have to spell it out. Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite JT song?
Oh, now we've got problems.
Man. Cry Me a River is my favorite.
See? He knows. All right, so CJ, you're about to close the August issue of, September.
Yep.
Wow. The September issue of Werewolf Magazine. What is the hot topic this month?
So we got our big fall fashion preview. And it's our big style issue as well.
I got a peek of that and it looks awesome.
Cool, thank you.
What's the biggest style? Fashion style for fall.
Yeah, what's happening?
Told you, grunge. Grunge is back. Mid-90s nostalgia. It's back.
Wow,
sweet.
Okay.
I look forward to wearing some of that.
Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, is here. Andy, what's happening at Counselor these days?
September's our annual writing instruments issue.
Instruments.
That's right.
All kinds of ideas on how to sell
All
more
All sorts of
pens.
Ideas. What was this?
Writing.
What was this movie, Joe?
Writing.
Oh.
Cursive.
And Joe Haley
yes,
is
I am
with
here.
Us, too.
I am.
And we're happy to see you.
Well, that's all I get. Well, it's good to see you, too.
Kathleen's going to be manning our tech booth today. We've got Jan answering phone calls. Today's call-in topic.
Look, he's actually on the phone as we speak.
Today's call-in topic is how can I attract, retain, and motivate younger employees? Great topic. I think we have lots of ideas. If you have any questions or ideas related to attracting, retaining, and motivating younger employees, give us a call, 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
Let's give a $25 Visa gift card, some finger puppets. Andy gives a thumbs up for that. We'll also give you some radio show host fans. And what the heck? Let's do a Joe Show coffee
Key-tech.
Mug. Oh, Key Tech.
Oh, wait.
Do Key
no,
Tech.
What'd you say?
I was going to say coffee mug. Travel mug. It's a travel mug.
Ooh, let's do that.
Kathleen has one in front of her.
Who doesn't want one of those?
That's four things See, in everyone. The prize pack.
Today. I know.
All right. Start calling now. 215-953-4979. We're going to talk about how to attract, retain, and motivate younger employees. Give us your ideas and your questions. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
We have seven great business reasons to say no. Six
okay.
questions every business plan should answer. We also look at sleep habits of the best entrepreneurs. Is unlimited vacation time the new perk du jour? Anyone? Because if so, I'm going to take
I
off.
I wish it were.
I'm going to take off 52 weeks. Okay. I'll see you next year.
That seems like unlimited.
We're going to take a lesson from One Direction on how to build loyalty.
That's
Andy has that. He's been to one of those concerts, haven't you?
I have indeed.
All right.
I'm not ashamed to say it.
He's a fan. What do they call One Direction fans?
Directioners.
Directioners? All right.
Yeah.
You're a directioner.
I do.
I'm not. No.
You need Harry Styles hair.
I don't have that option.
Anyway, we're going to look at Richard Branson on how to be social media savvy. We have our favorite things, but let's start this whole thing off in the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with what may be a new financial model in the industry. Top 40 company I promote you introduced a new program yesterday that will bring single order financing to industry distributors. The company will, in general, charge distributors 15% of their client invoices to use this new service. Read more about it in Promogram today. More Top 40 distributor news now. Inner Workings has signed an agreement with Mondelez Brazil to become the international food and beverage company. Marketing services provider. The deal is expected to be worth up to $45 million a year for Inner Workings, which also announced last week that it increased its sales by 4.7% in the second quarter. Top 40 Supplier News Now, Polyconcept North America has named Sharon Willischel as president of its Trimark USA division. The company also promoted Michael Snyder to vice president of merchandising and national accounts of that division. Industry Education News Now, ASI and PPAI have partnered on a new initiative aimed at giving promo product professionals the tools and information necessary to convince buyers about the power of promotional products. Check out Promogram today for full details. And finally, make sure to see the latest episode of The Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, what's hot today?
Countdown clocks.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, you need to go to ASIcentral.com/video. Or you can go to YouTube.com/ASIcentral.
You see it in Promogram.
Is there a countdown timer to your countdown video?
There just might be.
All right, moving on. Thank you, Andy. We're going to take your calls right now, 215-953-4979. Today's call and topic, how can I attract, retain, and motivate younger employees? Call us now on line two. We have Satish. Good morning, Satish.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks.
So I'm concerned that we're losing touch with sales opportunities with the younger demographic, the big reason being that the youngest person at our company is me at 35. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas about how to attract younger talent.
I think we have lots of ideas, Andy.
Just threw that right at me. Well, the first thing I would say, if you're trying to attract new people to your company, then maybe start with some interns. If you're not looking to add huge overhead, you could hire some college-age interns that can lend that perspective to your company. If you're, the first part of your question talked about connecting with clients of that age, basically they want to be communicated with in various ways, and you need to find out what those ways are for those specific people. So sometimes it's straight through social media, sometimes it's just email, sometimes even text is how they want to be communicated with. So I would suggest trying to reach out to those younger prospects and companies with younger employees to find out basically what they're looking for as far as communication strategies.
What about a referral program? I mean, we do that at ASI, and a lot of people have, even friends in the company who have, children who are graduating and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I think reaching out to recent college graduates, there's lots of people that are looking for jobs. If you're providing that outlet, then you could probably ultimately be inundated with candidates. But that's certainly a good way. Referrals are probably the best way to get to people, sort of sift through the initial onslaught of probably candidates that you'll have.
You mentioned social media. If you're finding customers on social media, if you're trying to recruit young workers as well, you're going to find them on social media as well, whether it's, mm-hmm. Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups online. So if you're looking for those workers, that's where they're going to be as well.
Yeah, that's Absolutely. A good point.
All right. Well, I hope that gives you some ideas, Satish. And stay on the line. We have a great ASI prize pack for you today. All right. Well, he's you're going to get that prize pack. On line four, we have Stanley. He's a longtime caller from California. Hi, Stanley.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good on this overcast day, but you guys have rain, so I'm sorry to hear about that.
As he laughs. Stanley, do you have some ideas on motivating or hiring young employees?
Well, I know that when I would have younger people working in my office, we try to tap into their talents and their skill set, but not to just box it into, oh, they're young, they must be only good on the computer. And so I found that, asking for ideas and taking their input really helped to make them part of the team. The question I have is, how do you find young talent when, it's just not, walking up to your doorstep? Where do you go to find young talent nowadays? College, workplaces, job fairs? What do you recommend?
I would say job fairs and college, college-specific job fairs. A lot of times local university and colleges will open it up to local businesses that you can sit there and touch base with a number of students who are about to graduate. You might find someone in the marketing field, the advertising field, who's looking for, an opportunity. So I think that, the local schools are a good place to look.
I'd also use your contacts, like Melinda said before, some sort of referral program, maybe not just necessarily with your internal employees, but also with customers. I think working your networks today is probably not necessarily the best way, but a really good way to find younger talent. You know, when you put an ad in the paper or you go to a job fair, you could be inundated with people looking for just what you're offering, and then that's a whole job in and of itself to sift through. So if you get an initial sort of sift by going to people that you already know and you speak to and you trust, that's probably maybe an even more efficient way to go about doing it. And like CJ was talking about before, go online, you know, go look at LinkedIn groups and look at Facebook groups. And there's certainly going to be people that are looking for jobs through those mediums as well.
You know, my son goes to college, but they have a very good placement program in his.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
He's so proud.
It sounded weird coming out of my mouth. Anyway, they have a very good placement program within his major that he's studying, and you know, businesses come to the college and they open up these internship programs. So again, that's another avenue that I would look at. Look at the local college. Do they have a placement program? How do you get involved with having them place people within your own company?
You know, ASI has hired a lot of interns as full-time employees. I believe that Joe Haley started as an intern how many years ago?
19. World's oldest intern.
And
he was 19
look at him
years
now.
Ago. Look at me now.
He's got his own internet show. It's your show. Anyway, hopefully that helps, Stanley. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your prize pack. We've got some Facebook comments about this topic. One is from TCB Apparel and Promotions. The person says, I'm a new manager at TCB, and I have two young sales specialists on staff. I sat down with them and asked what their goals were, both financially and with the company over the next 5 and 10 years. It prompted them both to come up with financial goals and position goals, and now I can use those when we meet with them to help them learn how to achieve their goals, both financially and within the company as we grow. I think this is a really good tactic. I think that companies sometimes assume they know what people want. Sometimes they assume they want more money or they want, you know, who knows what. And, you know, ask the people and try to deliver because, you know, their answers might surprise you.
Yeah, I think that's especially good for the youngest employees today in the sense that it's personalized.
Maybe it's flexibility.
Yeah,
maybe it's
right.
Something
this
else.
This manager is specifically asking those employees exactly what they're looking for out of their roles at the company. That's not the same for each person, and
nope.
It's always going to be different. So it's important to kind of personalize the motivation. Not just of younger salespeople or employees, but of really all employees.
You know, one of the things that are said about millennials is that they're not willing to pay their dues. They don't want to pay their dues like maybe past generations is, and that's a negative. But you know, on the flip side of that, they're much more ambitious and they're much more willing to take on additional tasks and do what they need to do to sort of advance their career. So you know, that's sort of a positive aspect of that. And so by talking to them, finding out what they're willing to do, you may be surprised by how ambitious they want to be about growing their career.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think that there's like sort of this instant gratification that they're used to, and people say it's because of they grew up playing video games all the time, and that always tells you, you know, that you won or that you lost or that, you know, you knew your standing. That kind of goes to the workplace now, and I think CJ's point is important. People want to know where they stand, and they want to know it frequently. You know, it's not just the annual review. They want to know it kind of all the time. So talking to people more frequently is important today.
All right. We're still taking your calls. 215-953-4979. On line one, we have Jackie. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I'm listening to your show, and I think I'd be a great candidate to sell promo products, but I am in my early 20s, and my current employer is telling me I need more experience. He's got me doing, like, graphic design stuff, like fixing logos. So my question is, how can I get them to give me a chance?
Good question. And you've asked for this, and you've been told no?
Yes.
What do you guys think?
So they don't want to send you out into the field, so to speak, to start calling on clients, right?
Right.
Okay. If you've got friends, you know, a close network of friends or people you know within the community, if you can make some connections there and get them to buy something, you know, maybe that shows, one, initiative that you've gone out and done on your own, and two, that you're capable of doing this, and then maybe that might open up an opportunity for you.
And I wonder if they'd be willing to give you some training, let you go on some sales calls with other people and, you know, maybe there's an interim step that they could offer you. I mean, if not, maybe it's time to look for another person who's willing to give you the chance.
But I agree with Joe. I think you jump in and just do it,
whether
they're ready for you to do it or not. Talk to your own personal network, about promotional products. Talk to people that you went to school with, people that are in your neighborhood, people you know from either business or personal life, and try to start getting some leads for the company. If they see you being out there and kind of doing it, whether they're ready for you to do it or not, that's kind of a good step in their mind that you could do this and you could be a valuable resource for sales.
And you can tell your boss to read the October issue of Wearables, because we have a Q&A with Mallory Dempster. She's at Jack Nadel, and she was the number one salesperson in July. She's 23 years old, so you know, age doesn't preclude you from having top sales.
All right.
Well, good luck, Jackie. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your ASI Radio prize pack.
How CJ just snuck in that little plug there.
Someone's got around here.
And he snuck it in. Nice work, CJ.
We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor. When we return, CJ is going to give us 7 great reasons to say no.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show. We've been talking about how to motivate employees, and especially younger employees. If you have any comments, give us a call, 215-953-4979. In the meantime, CJ, we're always told to say yes to everything with clients and to say yes to employees, but apparently you have reasons, good reasons, to sometimes say no.
Yes, So obviously people's industry, talking with their boss, talking with customers, they want to say yes, that's the easiest thing to do, but there are some legit reasons to say no. So there's 7 total reasons, and I'll outline 3 of them. One is to say no when no one is ready. So if you're been working on a big project and your boss wants to fast track it, or maybe you're growing as a company and you can take on even more sales, but the structure's not in place yet. Those are good reasons to say no. So you can take the time, get everything lined up so you can do it properly instead of doing it too fast. Another reason: say no when you're overloaded. As employees, workers, we want to say yes when anybody requests anything of us, because we don't want to disappoint people. But then you don't do as good a job. You're sort of spread out too far, spread thin.
It's a hard thing for people to do, though.
Yeah, it's very difficult. But if you recognize you're pushed to your limit, say no, and because if you do it rarely enough, then people will really understand where you are overloaded at this point.
I think that's
in time.
The key. If you're constantly overloaded and constantly say no, it's not going to work for you. I mean, sometimes you're overloaded, and I would say you have to do it anyway. But again, if you really are overloaded and you never say no, then I agree with that.
Well, maybe it's also a time management kind of priority
right.
list
there could
issue,
be something wrong if you're saying no
right.
too much, I think.
So one more quick point, say no when it's unrealistic. Customers make demands, and you want to say yes and try to make it work. Just if it can't be done, tell them no and offer an alternative that will work.
I think that's a really important point.
And the alternative is important.
Yeah, options are vital. But, we talk about on this show all the time about how you have to, exceed your customers' expectations. Well, if you go into a deal where they expect things that are unrealistic, then you have no chance to exceed your customers' expectations. So you have to be honest about what can be done and can't be done. To the point before, you don't always want to be saying no to customers, but if you know what they're asking is unrealistic, the worst thing you could do is say yes and then figure out after, how you're going to try to meet this, and then you know you're probably not going to meet it. That's going to be a problem for your customer and you.
All right. Well, I guess you have even more reasons to say no. We're going to put those online, CJ, at asicentral.com/radio. I'm going to skip to Joe for a minute because
Whoa,
I'm very
here I am.
Curious on this.
What's up?
Well, I see you here. That's why I'm skipping to you.
All right. What are you curious about?
I'm curious. You're going to talk about the sleep habits of the best entrepreneurs. I'm someone who likes to get a good night's sleep. So tell us.
Are you successful?
It's hit and miss.
Okay.
I have 3 kids, so.
A good night's sleep is very important, because without it, with the restless sleep or getting up all the time, it could be causing harm to your company and also to your health. I mean, sleepless nights is going to induce or is going to increase your chances of being stressed out, anxiety, depression, all those things can not only have an effect, again, on your health, but also your business.
What's the definition of a good night's sleep, though?
They didn't give it in the article. They didn't give it in the article.
I need a full 8 hours. I mean, if it's a good night's sleep, I can get by on less, but okay. I would prefer. I mean, 10 is even better. Anyway, how do we get a good night's sleep, Joe?
Well, the problem is we have
who's
too many.
Who's getting that?
No, I'm not. I want to live in that house. But I would like that.
The problem is we all have bad habits that increase our chances of having a restless night's sleep. So we need to change these. There's
you're not
seven of
to
them.
Eat a big meal before bed, right?
Yes, that's number one. That's the number one reason. Stop eating 3 hours before bedtime.
3 hours.
Three hours before bedtime. Because once you eat and your body gets it, now it needs to digest that. And it needs to be active. So your body is not ready to sleep. It needs to digest that food first.
So even that bowl of Special K I eat before bed, that's no
don't
good.
Do it. Don't do it. Uh-huh. They said the most important meal is
breakfast.
High protein meal in the morning will help sustain you throughout the day.
CJ, you're a very healthy eater. I've seen you eat.
I've seen you eat.
Do you follow this rule?
You try to, but sometimes, like, you know, we don't eat dinner till like 9 o'clock, and then
right.
and then, you know, going to bed by 11.
Yeah, I mean,
11,
you're a busy
so.
Guy with the
okay.
baby.
We'll go to bed at midnight then.
and then
well,
wake up at
5 o'clock. All right. So what are some
other here's another one. Avoid alcohol before bed. Sometimes things I can't sleep. Maybe I can sit there and have a nice glass of red wine. Or, you know,
straight out of the box.
You just came back from vacation.
Yeah.
Did you avoid alcohol before bed?
No.
This is not vacation sleep. Vacation sleep is a whole different topic.
Completely different.
I guess you didn't have to get up early for work.
Yeah.
So. What else?
So that's false. Avoid vigorous exercise at night. It's not good to do it at night. Cause
now, what about in the evening, that, like, when you're home from work? I mean, I've heard you shouldn't exercise right before bed, but, like, what is – at all in the evening?
Just very, very vigorous exercise at night. It energizes you. It gets your blood flowing and muscles moving. It's a fantastic way to get your day started. But in the evening, it can get in the way of your ability to relax and get ready for bed.
Because
right. you know how sometimes it takes you a while to kind of, you know, cool down after you've had a good workout, you know.
Sure.
The whole body, the core temperature's got to go, all this. So don't do it right before bed.
I don't know if this one's on there, but, you know, our publisher, Rich Fairfield, he won't watch scary TV shows right before bed or, you know, really intense murder shows. Like that show with Kevin Bacon, The Following?
Yeah. No,
like,
I agree with that.
Which
it,
is
just
like
from
my,
that show, that messed with me.
That's my night. Favorite show on TV, and, but then it gets over at, like, what, 11 o'clock at night
I
or something?
Yeah,
something like and, you know, there's a serial killer involved. And so, you know, you turn it off, and your blood's up pumping, and then it's like, okay, time to go to bed.
So here's
one
last.
I would suggest something in the interim. Watch it and then watch something else or wind down. You can't go right to sleep right after that.
Well, you can. You'll have interesting dreams.
Now, here's one thing that they suggest you do prior to sleeping. Write down the three best things that happened about your day and the three things you plan to tackle tomorrow.
So that you're not stressed about it?
You're not stressed about it. So you've got a plan going into the next day, and you're reflecting upon the good things that happened to you today, you know, today. So it helps calm you and helps ease you. I had a pretty good day. This is what I'm going to do tomorrow. Nighty night.
Well, I like the way Joe's talking. I think if Joe talked to me like that before
I might just
sleep.
Go to sleep. I am.
Okay. Well, we're going to post this whole article on asicentral.com/radio so everyone can sleep better.
Joe brought the touchy-feely approach to
I like
to
that.
Sleep here today.
All right, CJ. A lot of people are taking vacation this summer. Apparently, unlimited vacation time is becoming popular. What the heck is that?
Have you guys ever heard of this before? Like, I've actually never heard of it before.
No.
But
no.
This was it High Times magazine?
Hey, where's this going?
Well done, Joe.
That's good.
Thank you.
But apparently, so 3% of employers now offer unlimited
3%.
Yeah, unlimited vacation policies, and some of the big companies they mentioned are Netflix and Zynga.
What does that mean, unlimited?
So basically, you know, employees can take as much vacation time as they want to. So the benefits are that you know, while they're here and while they're working, they're much more productive with their time because they're not just sort of like stretching it out just to kill time while they're at the office.
But surely, I mean, what happens when people abuse that policy?
Well, so that's the downside of it, and sort of some of the negatives are that, you know, it's other people abusing it or, you know, causing other people have to cover cover for them. But it seems like it's really, you know, tied into it's tied into sort of, you know, flexible, you know, other remote workers, flexible time. You know, the idea being that if they're able to, you know, work at their own pace, and then they can sort of be trusted also to take, you know, take as much vacation time as they need.
I sort of like it. You know, there's from a management perspective, it's like a social experiment, like to see almost who would just take incredible advantage of it and who would actually buckle down, do their work, and say that, you know, they're going to take a vacation every quarter or something. You know, I think it's an interesting experiment. I really do.
Well, an experiment, but
experiment.
It will fail.
Experiment.
Because yeah. Here's why. The people who are...
I don't think it will
the
fail.
The people who are conscientious or, you know, like really conscientious, they'll end up not taking any time because it'll be like a contest. Oh, I don't take any vacation.
That's part of the social experiment. That's right.
And then the people who take advantage or take every single day of whatever you give them are going to take advantage and go overboard.
And then you're going to fire those people. That's the whole point.
You know,
if somebody is taking a vacation every month,
but then it creates
you're going to fire them.
But then it creates an HR nightmare. Then you're constantly hiring people. If you have to fire people,
I'd rather have a nice.
You would assume that you're hiring better than that, and you're hiring to some character.
Yeah, you find the right people in the first place, or that because you offer that perk, you're attracting a better candidate.
But I think it's stressful on the conscientious people. For instance, if you were given, you know, unlimited vacation time, you know, you might think, okay, well, I want to be a really great employee, so I'm only going to take a week this year. Whereas if you were given 3 weeks, maybe you would take 2 or 3 weeks. I just think it's not an incentive for good people.
Yeah, but you have the ability to take it whenever your schedule allows. No. So the conscientious person is still going to take it.
I like it when people take a certain amount of vacation per year. I think everyone needs it.
I think it's an interesting management.
No,
I really do.
I think it's open for abuse. And I think too many people
abuse it now.
No, but Joe,
you're not.
Joe and I are on the same side of an argument.
Vacation time should be earned. It should be earned. It really should be. It should be earned.
No, you earn your perks by doing a good job. So
I disagree.
So you're assuming that you hire well. If you don't hire well and you don't hire to characteristics, then you've screwed up the hiring process.
All right, no one can
not
see
your
this,
management
but
perspective.
Jan is like laughing and cackling and putting thumbs down. So you disagree with this?
Well, I think it's a good thing.
Well, now he says it's a good thing. All right, we're not sure. I'm
not saying that I would advocate necessarily putting it in place. All I'm saying is that I think it would do some. I think it would do a lot of good at both attracting people and at managing the whole vacation process,
well,
because it's usually taken advantage of anyway.
I'm all for giving vacation and flexibility, just to be clear. I just think that the employees who are super conscientious might take less because of it, and it would be
I want my
hard workers to take vacation.
But your hard workers, if they want to work hard and work hard all the time, then that's their prerogative.
How do you handle this? You have a new employee who comes in. Hey, you have unlimited vacation time. And every two months, they're going to take
them.
They're going to take
every 2 months.
Right,
you pull
fired.
Them into the office. You say, look.
Well,
we
it's
have
unlimited.
A,
what is it? Are you going to
no,
put limits
you have
on
expectations.
It or not?
There's expectations that you do your job. That's the first thing. The unlimited vacation.
Joe likes everything written
listen,
down.
Listen, unlimited vacation is a perk. Your day-to-day job is your first responsibility. Your first responsibility is not to take vacation. That's a perk, like every other perk at a company. It's just one thing that you get as far as a benefit. If you're taking vacation every month, then your manager is doing a poor job at giving you enough to do.
CJ, what do you think?
I'd say for what it's worth, the article says, you know, maybe for some companies, it's better suited for sort of an executive level perk instead of, you know, the entire company, because that could.
Also, what if you have hourly employees, you know, who?
Yeah, look, I'm not saying it's right for every company. I'm just saying it's interesting from a management perspective, and I think it could work. As opposed to just thinking that it's going to be anarchy and everybody's going to be on vacation all the time.
No,
I don't think
it's interesting to watch from the outside and watch it implode.
I just think the bad employees would take more vacation than the good employees, which doesn't seem like a great perk for the good employees. That's all.
Yeah, and
but okay.
Yeah, so don't do it.
You don't know everyone.
No, I don't know that that's necessarily a disincentive. Those people are motivated by work. They're not motivated by vacation. There's a difference there.
Right, but I almost think you should force people to take vacation.
Well, I think that at a place that has unlimited vacation time, they're going to take some vacation.
All right. Well, obviously, we disagree on this topic, but we're going to put
good
the
topic,
article
CJ.
Online,
that was a good,
CJ.
That was a good topic.
We'd love to hear your comments. Go to our ASI Radio Show Facebook if you want to weigh in on this, and we'll put the article up on asicentral.com/radio. We're out of time. We actually we'll just take 10 seconds each to our editors can talk about their favorite products of the week. Joe.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go first. Mine is called the Foco, F-O-C-O, the Foco. And what it does, it helps focus the sound from the back of your iPad to the front because the speaker goes this way.
Ah.
So you put this device on here, and it reflects the sound. It's just a little piece of plastic. It really works. You can actually see it on today's Joe Show.
Foco. All right, Andy,
it's from
yours?
Emperor, but I didn't write down the ASI number.
It's
I apologize.
It's going to be online
but
at ASICentral.
But just see it on asicentral.com/radio.
My wife has a baking company, so this is in honor of her. It's a cookie cutter and custom recipe card, and it comes in a heat-sealed cellophane bag. Check it out online now. It's from Ann Clark Promo, which is ASI 36255.
CJ, bring up the rear.
So it's pouring outside, so I found this neat digital camo umbrella. It's got it automatically opens, and it's available from Haas Jordan by Westcott, ASI 58860.
All right, check those out on asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks to everyone
going on
for
vacation.
Listening. Everybody who's in wet areas, stay dry today. And thanks to today's show's sponsor, ASI Computers. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We'll talk to you then. Have a great week. Bye.